going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
1-0 on Brian Reynolds. And it gets past Baldwin to the backstop. And the Pirates play to run. 1-0 Pirates. Getting aggressive here in the fifth. Here's the pitch. Swing, fly ball, left field. Routine for Verdugo. Deep enough. Hayes will tag. And here comes the throw home. It's right on the money, but late. Hayes scores. Reynolds to second. Sacrifice fly. Andrew McCutchen. 2-0 Pirates. 2-2 on Sean Murphy. The Braves have the bases loaded. Two outs, eighth inning. 3-0 Pirates lead. The left-hander ready. And a 2-2. Swing, fly ball toward the gap in right center, and Bay can't get there. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Here comes Riley in to score. Olson is behind him, and so is Fairchild. The game is tied. Sean Murphy with a pinch hit, three-run double off Joey Wentz, and all of Rainey's runs score 3-3 here in the eighth. Bart's never faced Iglesias. 2-2, swinging a roller. Third to short, and they come home late. Pirates win it. To the backhand of Allen, the shortstop. Bart with a walk-off winner on the infield hit. And the Pirates defeat the Braves and win this series. They take them down 4-3.
Bob, this is absolutely incredible. They say there are down periods of the year where I get questions on the street. What do you guys possibly talk about this time of year? And I look at them like they're crazy, because for that statement, they are. There's never a dull moment in Pittsburgh sports. Never, ever. And especially not today. We have Bob Nightingale, no relation to Florence, ripping the Pirates. We have DK ripping Bob Nightingale. We have George Pickens ripping the Steelers, or maybe not, because he claims he didn't, and Limits may give us some insight on that situation. We have Aaron Rodgers' rumors heating up and then getting shot down by your friend Richie Walsh. We have Bob Nutting making, in my opinion, one of his biggest statements ever as Pirates owner. And we have Mark Caballi telling you last night on your television show that certain Steelers players wanted George Pickens out of town. Bob, I tell you, it's incrinculent. The things are just hopping. I don't even know where to begin. How are you?
I'm good, Joe. It's a nice Monday, beautiful weekend. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Hope they had a great weekend. But, you know, this is all derived from social media and all these little claims that go back and forth, and there's digging and jabbing and jabbing and digging, and it's pretty crazy, to be honest, but it is what it is.
I enjoy it.
I know you love it. There's some of it I don't even know if it's true. I don't know
Well, that's why we dive into it. I think it's important to remember, Limits, that we're the toy store of life here. People listening in their cars to enjoy it and have fun. This isn't 60 Minutes. But then again, this has always existed in different forms. One of the most read columns when I was growing up in the New York Daily News or the New York Post, I can't remember which. We used to vacation in Long Island, I might add, every year, Bob, and those were the two papers of record, was, you know, whispers-type columns, gossip-type columns with all the celebrities. That's essentially a lot of what we do anyway. We have fun. There's rumors. There's reports. There always have been. And, Bob, we're going to talk about them today. This is no different than Yager Watch.
No.
In 2010. Remember that, Bob? You had people saying...
I remember all of that.
Yeah, this is before social media really heated up. You had Yager reports of, you know, I saw him in the airport. I saw him at Newark Airport. I saw him, you know, on the road driving. I saw him at Primanti's. It was incredible, Bob. Some would say incrinculent. I've had too much coffee, I will admit that.
I can tell that. Yeah. And yeah, there's some, but that, again, you have to understand. I guess that's a good premise to go by, that this is all what people are out there talking about. And so I guess we're obligated to talk about it. But I will say that some of this stuff, you know, when it comes to social media posts, I don't know what's true and what's not true anymore. So it's hard for me to engage that.
Did you know during Yager Watch, or did you know during?
I never went out of my way to make it a big topic, even though I knew some of this was going on, only because
whether Jaromir Jagr was coming to the Penguins.
I think that's a little bit different than posting something from. I don't know if it's his post. Like, you're talking about George Pickens, for example.
I'm talking about Aaron Rodgers' watch for sure.
Oh, okay, but Aaron Rodgers is to blame for all of this anyway, and so are the Steelers to get this done. They have to get this done, and if not, you engage this sort of talk, right? All of a sudden, he's joined. I think it's Bob O'Connor Golf Course, by the way. It's not anything else. He's going to be there. I don't know.
Bob, they have the Arnold Palmer 3 at Bob O'Connor Golf Course. It's an unbelievable little loop you can play in a row and practice your pitching.
Do they have the Arnold Palmer, the drink?
They may.
They should.
Yeah, I think they do.
Have you ever tried a John Daly?
No, what's that, a cigarette?
It's an Arnold Palmer with a lot of vodka in it.
That's all it is. It's a cigarette smushed in a beer can.
Well, that's something else.
Have you ever met John Daly?
I play with him once a year.
What?
Yeah, he comes in.
What's he like?
You would love it. He is just a blast. He doesn't do much like prep work. He gets out of his car, goes to the first tee, has a cigarette and a beer, and he's off. And he hits it right down the middle, 310.
Man, am I jealous of him.
He's one of the most flexible guys for as big as he is. He's one of the most flexible, one of the best short game players. You know, if he only practiced, I wondered how far he can take his career. You know, if he had Tiger Woods' mentality, what would that look like?
I mean, it might look worse. Who knows? Some guys do better because they're loose all the time.
But he's made a living off of being, and people love him just because of the way he is.
Exactly. All right, Bob. Well, let's deal with these limits. Are you okay?
I'm doing great, guys. Incredible, incredible last week of just, I guess Harry never turned the ringer off.
Telephone.
Of sports.
Yeah. Let's hear how Limits answers the phone if he does it properly. A lot of kids don't these days, Bob. He should be saying 93.7
The Fan.
Austin here.
Yes, what
may
can
I help you?
It's 93.7 The Fan. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
And that's then a, li- that's like a little to bit too
sounds
rigid.
Sounds a little rude.
Yeah. You're welcoming them into your booth, which is your booth.
You're inviting them into our home. Hello, 93.7 The Fan. May I be of service to you? My name is Austin. Let's hear you answer that phone. Go ahead. Let's hear this, Bob. Come on, Limits. Do it right.
All right, here we go.
Yep. Listen, Bob.
Good morning, 93.7 The Fan. This is Austin speaking. What is your name and what can I help you with?
Can I have a Big Mac and a fry and a large shake, please?
Bob, that was you and I taking one small step to save this generation, wasn't it?
Exactly. I mean, that's how you have to. Now, if they get a little crazy with you, then you have every right to.
I walked
hang
into
up.
A donut shop in Carnegie a few weeks ago, and the guy just stared at me at the counter. You're supposed to go first and say at least hello, something, right? Bob,
yeah.
Or am I wrong?
No,
I used to work behind those counters. You're supposed to say, hi, what can I do for you? Or how you doing? Or,
you
know.
Just stared at you.
Yeah, just stared.
Nothing else?
Right.
So you had to talk first?
Yes. Well, actually, I didn't. We had a little stare down. But also on the phones, and you've experienced this, right?
Oh, yes.
Like I'm doing, I don't know, name a pizza place. I won't name one, but anyone. I'm doing you a favor by calling you.
I want to buy your business.
Yeah,
I want to buy something.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know what's happened. It's not as widespread as you want it to be.
And I would hate to see Limit sucked into that because he's better than that, right?
He is.
Yeah.
But yeah, he has to deal with an all assortment of people over there. So you never know what you're going to get.
That's true.
He looks more tame now. He's talking to somebody. Maybe that'd be a girlfriend, maybe. It's a different sort of Austin look. It's like he's.
Yeah, something's happening.
It's not a normal call for a.
It's either a boss or
a girlfriend.
Or a girl, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I am Austin. I have thick hair and I work on 93.7 The Fan. Is that enough for you?
Might be. Bob, we start today in your neck of the woods, which is KDKA, where Richie Walsh. And the hair just doesn't. It doesn't ever diminish, does it,
no.
Bob? Does he have any bald spots or receding hairline at all?
No, it's never going to be that way. It is a thick forest of hair.
Has it gone gray at all?
If it did, he's hot. He's hit it. You know,
he
just,
colors
I
it.
Do.
Yeah.
I mean, what the heck?
Right.
I mean, you just do what you got to do. I don't know that it has, though.
I have returned. That was a firefighter wanting to be a part of our 5-alarm marathon.
Oh, I love that
call. Which is coming up in less than a month.
And aren't you glad that Bob and I, especially for that call, had you answer the phone nicely, respectfully, and welcomingly.
Very much so. Excited to be able to help out our local firefighters in the next month for our marathon at Upper St. Clair.
Absolutely, man. All right, Bob. Here's where we start with our friend Andrew Filippone from the PM show. When did this appear, Limits? Maybe Saturday, Sunday? I don't even know now.
Yeah, it was over the weekend, Saturday.
Red hot rumor Andrew puts out there, Bob. Was he on the show last night?
No.
Okay. Who was, by the way?
Caboli, Adamski, and Graves.
And Graves, yeah. The Graves digger.
You never want to be on anymore. You always have some commitment.
It's overexposure, plus I'm fat and ugly. I don't belong on TV anymore. Filippone tweeting, red hot rumor, Aaron Rodgers has allegedly joined Neville Country Club, the beautiful suburban Pittsburgh golf course designed by Jack Nicklaus. Another sign he's signing with the Steelers. So,
first of all, he has to get the name of the club right. It's the club at Neville.
Yeah. Yeah, right. It's the club at Neville. You're right. And it's an excellent point by you, Bob. But in Pony's defense there, that's not a report.
No, it's a red hot rumor.
It's a rumor.
Right.
And again, we traffic in the toy store world. This is all fun and games. It really is. And it's just Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he's just repeating what he heard. Something that was going around this weekend. That was going around. I'm integrated in the golf community.
You are,
Bob.
Now. And you know people, principal people, who would have a reaction to that kind of statement.
Random guys. Hey, did you hear Roger? Well, first let's get to what Richie Walsh did. He tweets back, subtweets, you might say, Bob.
Quote tweets.
This rumor is not in caps, N-O-T. Not true. I just spoke with the club at Neville president, Wayne Shirazi, who said Aaron Rodgers did not join. Walsh wrote. So guess what the savvy old news hound did, Bob?
You called Wayne.
After I talked to you, I checked sources. You're the best golf source around.
Well, I told you what I thought.
Yeah.
And
right.
So.
You basically said what Wayne told him.
Right.
And then I talked to Wayne, who I've never talked to before. The big news of that is he wants to play golf with me, Bob, so I will be playing at Neville soon.
It's unbelievable. You're going to be the new member that everybody's talking about, not Aaron Rodgers.
I mean... Right.
Can I play with Joe Starkey?
Pony will be tweeting out stuff that I'm going there. I mean, honestly, that's the big news for me, is that I will be playing Neville with Wayne and perhaps another partner of my choice. Would you like it to be you, Bob?
Sure. I'm always looking. That's one of the most beautiful golf courses around. Yes.
So I talked to Wayne last night, and he said I could use his name and everything else. He said, simply not true. Like, I would know. And there were also rumors of a caddy telling somebody something. He said, we didn't even have a caddy program. So I don't know what's going on out there, he said. But even if a guy wanted to keep it really private, as guys at clubs like that do, he would know.
Of course.
And people you know would know. And that doesn't mean it won't happen. I mean, it obviously could. It's a prestigious place that if Aaron Rodgers signs here, I don't know what golf club he'll choose, if he'll choose one, but it hasn't happened. In fact, there has been no contact with anybody from Rodgers' camp and Neville, according to Wayne. Your turn.
No, I agree, and I've spoken to some people there, too, who are certainly in the know, and that's not happened. Again, at some point, he's a golfer. He's going to want to play, but then again, he's here for 1 year. I wonder what he's going to do. He's going to be playing football most of the year, or at least the fall.
Yeah, especially if he doesn't get here
until
September.
Yeah, what's he going to do? And if he's done after January, February, whatever the case may be, what's he going to do? Stay here? I doubt it. So the whole thing kind of weird to me. I don't know why he'd be interested in joining anywhere. He could probably play any club he wants to by calling them. A lot of athletes do that kind of stuff.
You're right, Bob. Why join anywhere? He'll get invited anywhere he wants to go, and then he's going to be here, and I think he's going to be busy, although you never know. September, October, November, December, and then you're right, he's not going to be here. And then after they go 10-8 and get blown out of the first round, he's going to go back to wherever he came from, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's how it's going to go. So it really makes no sense for him to join anywhere. Although, he has the money to do whatever he wants, he can do whatever he wants. But if you're going to do that, that would indicate to me you want to play a lot of golf.
Now,
when
if he
are
got
you
here,
play a lot of golf?
Yeah, if he got here this week, then
right,
it's different.
Then June, you could play a lot. There are a lot of guys, a lot of athletes who play and belong there, so you can hit up any one of them.
How many days until the opener limits? I was trying to figure this out. We got June, July, August,
80 some days, maybe 90. Well, I think it's less than that now.
Can you count them by hand limits and get
on
back
radar,
to us?
Radar,
I'm currently
O'Reilly.
Trying to make sure I know what day week one is and then search up. How many days is it until the Cowboys and the Eagles play?
Once again, he's using his computer. He always tells you he's not, and he is.
This time I am. Right. You think I can count those many days and be specific?
Bob,
be exact, be precise?
How many days does it take to familiarize yourself with an offense, with the terminology and the personnel?
Well, if you talk to Roman Wilson, it may take a lot longer than you think.
But even for a veteran quarterback who's a really smart guy, like I remember Tom Brady went to the point of breaking rules to work out with the Tampa Bay players. I think it was during COVID, right?
Right. He did.
So he was already doing that. I would think that's a big part of it if you're walking into a completely new situation, the clock is ticking. Like, if he's coming here, it's all going to be new. This isn't the Jets where he's going to bring in, you know, Nathaniel Kent Hackett and have him as his personal offensive coordinator, right, and use his own offense with his own terminology.
No, it's all new, and he has new people. He has new everything. That's why I'm surprised this has gone as long as it's gone. You know, I mean, what in the world's he waiting on? What possibly can it be? Even if you have stuff going on in your life, that doesn't mean you can't say, hey, I'm going to be there, I'll sign, but I'm not showing up until I got personal stuff. I'm sure the Steelers would be fine with that, and that would end a lot of this stuff, but apparently it's not going to happen. They do have betting odds about when he's going to sign.
Yeah. What's the leader?
Well, the leader would be before minicamp.
Okay.
But I'm going after that. I think it's going to go longer.
Do you have a day count?
115 days.
All right.
Wow, it's more than I thought.
Till the opener.
Wow.
Okay. 115 days. So when is veteran when is the first mandatory camp for veterans, Bob? A couple weeks here?
It's in June.
Okay.
Right?
So about a month probably.
I think.
Yeah. Can you look that up, Limits, while you're otherwise engaged in this kind of thing?
Yes. OTAs are May 27th through June 5th. Mandatory minicamp begins on June 10th.
There you go.
So that would be the betting choice.
That's fairly reasonable. Although I'm pretty sure that Brady was already hooking up with people and doing his thing by now. I would have to confirm that, but that's certainly what my recollection tells me, Bob.
Yeah. But Rodgers already thrown to DK Metcalf, so they've done that before.
Well,
I don't know what that means, but
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I guess. Well, we'll keep tabs on that story. But as far as we're all concerned, this is not true. It was a rumor. And we believe Wayne, I'm assuming. He seems like a very nice man, Bob, especially the part where he invited me to play golf with him at Neville Wood.
He's a very nice man. He does a great job. That's a tough job, too, because you got to please a lot of people over there. All clubs, you know, if you're a pro or a GM, there are a lot of people who are your members, and they want to be.
Is he a good player, Wayne?
I've never played with him, so I don't know that.
He claims he's not that good, but that just tells me he's good and way better than me.
A lot of those guys don't play as much golf, even though they work in golf business.
Really?
The pros, yeah, they don't play enough.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Anything to add to that, Limits? That whole back and forth, Pony, Richie Walsh, myself, Bob, Wayne Shirazi, everybody else involved with this thing? Anything to add to this?
I'm just curious that we've gotten so fixated on golf courses and we've been derived away from where is Aaron Rodgers buying a house? Is he in Robinson? Is he
Bob?
Where is he going?
See, that's
what
the thing. If he's going to, if he's going to join Neverwood, he wouldn't want to live way out in Cranberry.
No.
Because there's other golf courses out in that direction. You know, Allegheny is one of a lot of great people belong in Allegheny. It's a solid golf course.
Yeah.
Very private. And there are homes in Sewickley. You know,
how about the East End like Tomlin? And then he could join Bob O'Connor.
He could do that. I mean, you can go, you know, there are a lot of clubs out in the Fox Chapel Field Club, Longview.
You want to be close to the practice area, Bob, don't you? Don't you think?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if he wants to go all the way in Cranberry. And
yeah,
he might. I don't know. I don't think he's going to join.
Where do most of those guys live? In the North Hills?
Steeler players?
Yeah. In your humble opinion.
I think a lot of the hockey players live out north because they have to go to the
practice rink.
Practice rink, right. So they have houses out there in Warrendale and whatever.
All right, Bob. I think we'll move to topic number two. That's George Pickens. Allegedly ripping the Steelers. Take us through this story, Limits. You seem to be more all over this than we are. And then George Pickens claiming I was on an airplane without the internet, basically, and that this was AI that did this. Where do we stand here? So he basically said in this post, which was a response to some website I've never heard of, where there was it Peyton Wilson and Beanie Bishop talking about the Steelers on Instagram.
They were. There was a video that was posted. I guess those two guys have a podcast. Prospect Media put it out there.
Yeah.
And George Pickens responded in the comments saying, meaning the Steelers, they the cheapest organization. Ain't no stacking year after year. They're going to let them, bad word, go too soon as it's time. LMAO.
All right, Bob. So he's saying the Steelers are the cheapest organization. Just let people go, even though they just gave all of his money to another man.
$150 million.
Yeah. Okay. So then what happened, Limits? Everybody ripped George Pickens, correct?
Yes, George Pickens, whose Instagram handle is one.issue, as he creates more than one issue.
There's more than one, yeah.
On a consistent basis, put on his Instagram story, I literally on a phone, no service, just landed and seen straight lies from Pitt fans. He says, Pitt fans, not Steelers, Pittsburgh.
Could
Pitt
it be
fans.
The partying Panther, Bob, that's behind this?
I have no idea.
He says, stop with the AI trying to make a story.
AI, I'm happy for everything the Steel City did for me. Happy Mother's Day to all. The mothers out there with a heart, GP.
And to spice that up, Bob, he put a photo of his leg pressed up against the airplane seat in front of him. What are you buying here? In a larger sense, do you feel like George Pickens leaves here bitter? Or leaves here okay with everything? And who do you believe in this story? Or what do you believe? That he ripped the Steelers or that he didn't?
I don't want to believe any of this. I don't. I don't know what's, and I don't want to say I believe it when it's not true. So I have no idea. All I know is that if he has that, if that's how he feels, then that's the reason he's no longer here. And Dallas will find out that's the reason why they shouldn't have traded for him. But I don't know if he would do that knowing it's a clean start.
Because he's been so sharp about things and careful in the past.
I get that. And sometimes you're never going to change. You're never going to learn. I don't know. That's why I don't know, Joe. So I'm not.
Limits, where do you stand on this? Did he do it or didn't he?
Yeah, he did this.
Of course he did,
he's
Bob.
AI? How is AI just supposed to immediately
comment? Of course he did, Bob.
AI.
Well, then if he did it, he's worse off than I thought.
He could have said, I was hacked, or I was with my buddy, and my buddy took my phone and quickly commented something. That would have been so much more believable than, oh, yeah, AI just magically commented on this post.
Well, that's what I think anyway. How do we know, though, Limits, when we get inside, could somebody recreate your handle and recreate a comment?
I've seen that done before.
And could that have happened here?
It could have, but it didn't because George Pickens is verified on Instagram. And it's the George Pickens verified account.
Bob, it's the Pickens verified account.
It's the Pickens account.
I know that, but you can still create. Listen, there's a guy I know. He has a best-selling book out right now, and he was generous enough to put this week's proceeds to that book. This is also why I'm mentioning it to my charity that I do work for. It's called Partners for Quality. His name is Brad. You met him.
Yes, I
you
did.
You played with him.
Fascinating man.
He is. He has a book out about AI. And I'm curious, so I asked. Anything's possible with that kind of stuff.
So I
don't know, and that's why I don't want to comment officially. I don't know, and I try not to look at this stuff and believe any of it, really.
Well, we believe that George denied it.
We believe that
that's
George
on the record.
Is also George, and you can believe what you want to believe. And
so, Limits, take me through this again, then. This was a pretty obscure website. Am I right about that or no? Like, he was commenting in the comments
of an Instagram post. No, Prospect Media, I know those guys. They do a really good job.
So it's fairly popular then?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're really popular. They do a lot of high school social media videos. They do some college stuff too.
Okay.
And they posted this as well. Like, they're not like a small brand place. Like, they've been growing over the last couple
years.
And
you could imagine Pickens going onto that site then and seeing that and commenting?
Well, yeah, I can see it, especially considering it was two of his former teammates discussing the trade. And it wouldn't surprise me if Pickens is searching things out that are said about him right now. But I can't imagine George Pickens AI typing, they're a cheap organization. Those guys will be gone too. The robots commenting for George Pickens. This is AI speaking. No, it's George Pickens, clearly. Who is he trying to fool here?
Bob, I feel like we're getting off on the wrong foot again this week. He's coming at you very hard after last week's incident.
No, I'm not at all coming after
Bob. No, I mean, he has his... There was no incident, Joe.
Yes,
there was no
there
incident.
Was
there was
incident.
Not.
Even he said there was an incident.
Now, Bob and I talked about this on Saturday.
There was no incident. I mean, it's... Austin has his opinion. I have mine. It's the same. It's whatever. It's back and forth. There was no incident.
All right. Okay.
If he had came, you know, afterwards come after me with some crutches looking to take out my knees or something because he was mad, then I would have said there was an incident.
I want a DeAndre Hunter type incident right now.
Oh.
Where like you guys are taking punches.
What a terrible, terrible, terrible game by Cleveland.
Oh, my God. Well, perhaps we'll talk about that later, Bob. I believe that Pickens did this. You're right, Bob. Who knows? Somebody else could have. But here's another. Kavali was on your show last night telling people that the right Steelers were the ones who were sick of Pickens Act. And then you had TJ, who's your mama? Who gave him that nickname? Was that Chris Berman that gave him that nickname? TJ, who's Manzada?
I think so.
He was on the Up on Game podcast and said that basically what Kavali said later. That he was told Pickens was often late to the team bus or team plane. And Houshmandzadeh said this, George Pickens has stepped over and crossed the line a bit too many times. And I know people that play with the Steelers, he says. He'd be late for the team plane that would be flying out to away games multiple times. He'd be late to get on the team bus. And they had enough of it. They didn't want to pay him $30-plus million, and these antics are probably just going to get worse. Because you're not even making anywhere near that. You're doing all this now. What are you going to do when you get the money? That's been my question since day one. And I believe that I framed it like this when all this started to boil. Really, last year, I said, I don't know what's worse. Not paying Pickens or paying him. I think both would have extremely bad outcomes come training camp. And I think the Steelers thought the same way.
Yeah, you're probably right. They had had enough. And when you start getting, if that's true, getting feedback from players who are not just players, but leaders in that locker room, then it becomes an issue, a big issue. And then they have to take strides to change it. I was hoping none of this would ever happen. And then we got the chance to see those two work together just for 1 year. I would like to see Pickens and Metcalf in the same offense doing things that could really unlock some other players in that offense. I would have liked to have seen that.
Me too.
And I think he.
But I think it was a pipe dream because of who he is.
If he can't change, then he is going to be looking back at his career and wondering what hit him. And he's going to be blaming other people for his own
indiscretions. That sounds about right. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what he'll do. He'll blame other people when it's all him. Blame your agent. Blame this. Blame that. It's you. If you are the person who denies yourself an opportunity because of your antics and your behavior, then that's on you.
Very accurate description of George Pickens thus far.
Yeah, I thought he would change.
So why would that change? Maybe he will. People do sometimes. But, man.
Especially with money on the line. If you can't change with money on the line, then you're really out of control.
He's the Cowboys' problem now. Maybe he'll show up on time. I don't know. That would be a good first step to show up for work on time, right?
Yeah, he better learn from these things. If not, then, again, he'll look back and say, my agent cost me this.
All right.
This guy cost me this.
Yes.
No, look in the mirror. The man in the mirror always is the right man.
And the other thing that's true is that he's been, as the scout said, going into the NFL draft, enabled his whole life, and Mike Tomlin continued that enabling for
all of his
time here.
The one thing, of all the things you described, and there are many that we've looked back on in George's career, that Christmas Day thing was the most egregious, I thought. Most egregious, you know, because he...
The most egregious that came to light.
Well, and it also put the head coach in a position where he couldn't answer a question, which is normally not like Mike. He can answer every question.
Yeah, well, it also put the head coach in position where he should have suspended a guy.
Right. I mean, that's if you're ever going to do something, that's the time you do it.
Right.
When he shows you up and puts you in a position where you can't answer a question or refuse to answer a question.
Any accuracy to the report that Pickens was late on Christmas Day to the game against the Chiefs?
Man, that's a few days back. I really don't know I have the answer to that, to be quite honest with you. I got a lot going on in pregame. I can't answer that definitively.
My most talented offensive player showed up late for the biggest game of the year. Yeah, I don't remember that. No, I was busy that day. Come on, Bob.
No, I know. And that's why that day I remember we were doing our night shows, and I thought a suspension was coming. In fact, we talked about it. I said, I wonder how many games he'll...
Wait, we didn't know that day, though.
Huh? No.
The day it came out.
The day it came out.
Yeah.
As soon as we heard that, I said...
But that was after another game had already been played.
I know, but the point is, he should have been suspended.
Yes.
If you can't make that, because then you're telling everyone, and you go, I'll go back to what I told you before, and I believe this is true of all... This is... You may get tired of hearing these things from me, but I live by a lot of sayings that I believe are true, and one of them is, if you permit it, you promote it. It's a simple one, and that's true of everything. If you permit something, you're promoting it, and that's exactly what happened there.
All right, Bob. Man, is there a lot going on. Coming up next, Bob Nutting, I thought, made one of the biggest statements of his entire tenure as Pirates owner. I mean, this just blew me away in a Q&A with Jason Mackey. And then we have the Pirates winning a series. And we have all kinds of things happening. We have Nutting and Ben Cherington telling us that their offense is underachieving. That guys they expected to do better aren't. To which I would say, who? Who are you talking about that's underachieving? Who are you talking about? Brian Reynolds is the only one I can think of. Bob, is there one guy here who's underachieving? like just blowing you away with how bad he is at the plate right now? Because
well, there are a lot of them.
That you expected more from? I'd love to hear that.
Well,
tell me.
I didn't expect Tommy Pham to be batting 168.
Okay, 204.
204, maybe.
Let me rephrase the question. Who's bad that you didn't expect to be bad?
I thought they all were going to be bad, and I thought that from the end of last season.
Exactly.
Regardless
Me
of who
too.
They brought in here, they had some terrible offensive issues, and they didn't solve one of them.
You're exactly
so that's,
right.
That's where we are.
That's
on them for not going out and acquiring better talent.
Yes. So therefore, what they're saying is a bunch of hogwash.
Yeah, I would. Do we have specifics? Did he give specifics?
No. Here's Bob.
I would have said, okay, which ones are you talking about?
Here's Bob Nutting to Mackey. Quote, I also believe we're underperforming. Offensive production, we're not getting what we expected out of this group. What did you expect from Adam Frazier, Tommy Pham, Ji-Won Bae, Jack Sawinski, Matt Gorski, Jared Triolo? I'm losing my breath. Tommy Pham, Emmanuel Valdez.
That's right.
Or Henry Davis.
Well, Davis might be the only guy that I thought they expected to take a jump forward, a little bit jump anyway, and he's gone nowhere.
He wasn't even with the ball club out of spring training.
That would be the only one I would look at and say, I expected him to be better.
I expected him to be just as bad as he's always been.
But
the only guy I would say should be better who isn't, like I expected to be way better, is Reynolds. But then I look at his track record early in seasons, and he usually stinks early in seasons too. They're trying to create.
Brian Hayes is what you think you have with him,
exactly.
And that's exactly what you have.
Exactly.
He's a singles hitter now.
Isaiah Kiner-Falefa is exactly what he's been his whole career,
right.
Except for the first half in Toronto last year. There's not one guy on the whole roster that you can say, wow, we thought he'd be much better. So they're creating this illusion like, oh, yeah, these guys are just underperforming. No, they're not. They're performing exactly as expected. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, there was a lot more that needed to be uncut. He should make himself available more.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good work by Jason Mackey of the Post-Gazette to get Bob Nutting to sit down for a Q&A, Bob. I'm sure you saw that.
Yes.
On when did that come out? May 9th, whatever day that was. And I've lost track of
the
days.
And I wanted it to go longer.
Well, something just jumped off the page. And I mean jumped off the page is when Mackey says, basically, why do you want to own this team? Or something to that effect. Let me make sure that I get this correct. Why do you continue to own the team? That's a pretty big question, right? Mm-hmm. Why do you continue to own the team? They're selling for a lot of money, Mackey says. Bob says there's only one reason, but then he says there's two reasons. One, I really believe that the experience we have coming out of 13 to 15, which is a long time ago, we have an opportunity to rebuild that type of team and connection to the city. I believe we're moving down that pathway, which is why we're making the, quote, adjustment now, firing the manager. I'm not giving up on that at all, Nutting says. But Bob, here's the part. Here's the part that we need to clip out and save, and that people across baseball, especially other small market, mid-market, whatever franchises, low revenue franchises, should also clip out. He says, equally as important, I believe right now, given all the challenges broadly in baseball, there's been a lot of discussion of the economic disparity in the game. We're never going to use that as an excuse, blah, blah, blah. But I think I, and I'm adding Bob Nutting, I think I, Bob Nutting, am particularly well positioned right now to be able to help influence change in the economics of the game. He says, I've been around 20 years. I've been going to owners meetings longer than that. I have a strong relationship with the commissioner's office. He said, I don't think a new owner in Pittsburgh would have the same standing or ability to advocate for the kind of changes we need. Wow. So Bob Nutting, who signed off in 2 seconds on the last CBA, had no objection to it whatsoever, is positioning himself, Bob, as a champion, not just as a guy who, you know, might raise a question or two, as a champion of the small market team and affecting economic change in the next CBA, which is up in about a year. And he's saying, I'm one of those guys that can lead the way. And that's one of the reasons, one of the two main reasons that I own this team. What do you make of this?
Well, where was that comment a decade ago when they started to go the other direction? They've had a chance over the years to do a lot of things for small markets. And as you said, he signed off quickly on whatever the deal was. There was no pushback, no resistance. At least there wasn't enough to make any sort of change. And if that's a case where you do want to clip this and you want to save it and you want to look at it a year from now or whenever they go into these negotiations, I would applaud that. I think everybody in the city would applaud that. I think every ownership group that is similar to the Pirates would applaud that. Yeah, there needs to be change. If you believe that's what your mission is, then show me. You know, that's as simple as it. Show me that you can do it.
Right.
So far, I haven't seen any indication that that exists.
I mean, he's mentioned from time to time over the years that, yeah, it's an imbalanced economic system. That is way, way different than saying I am uniquely well positioned to have a louder voice for Pittsburgh in response to a question, why do you continue to own the team? Now, here's the first issue I have, Bob. Mackey responds with a very reasonable question. When Nutting says, I'll be an advocate for the kind of changes we need, Mackey says, do you mean a salary cap and a floor and revamped revenue sharing?
That's what I would expect.
Nutting says, I'm not sure what it means. What? You just told us you're going to be a champion here of small market teams, namely Pittsburgh. What does that mean? Your answer should be, it means
I'm going to try to change the economic system that has made us into the small market we are.
Yes. Or if he believes this, he should say, it means a salary cap and floor. Right. It means something. It means what? Anything, but I don't know what it means. Then he said, I think it's clear there's a huge payroll disparity, a large revenue disparity. One follows the other. Now, listen to this, Bob. How do you reshape an economic system to move those things and create competitive balance? He says, I think that's the biggest reason why I should really be here in Pittsburgh driving forward. I think we have a unique opportunity to improve the game for Pittsburgh. He's gone even further there than saying one of two reasons. Remember earlier, Mackey said, you know, why do you own this team? He said, one, I want to bring it back to, you know, our winning days of 13 to 15. Two, I can be that guy for the small market owners, for the small market teams. I can be that guy. Now he's saying that's the biggest reason. I think that's the biggest reason why I should be here in Pittsburgh driving forward. I think we have a unique opportunity to improve the game for Pittsburgh. Okay, he's on the record. He's on the record as saying, I'm the guy. Right. I will be one of the leaders to try to affect change.
But he's been in this role for a long enough time where he could have shown that already.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's what I mean. You can say, just like he said, I've given them all the resources they need. Okay. Well, what are those resources? I don't really see them at this level. What do you see? What kind of
resources? Like you said, I'll believe it when I see it.
Right. You have to see it.
Step to the plate.
It sounds good, and that's what you would want him to do.
Refuse to sign the CBA.
Stand up. Make a statement. And this is the time you can do it. You can go against every one of those owners who are going to shut you down and just say, I'm standing up. You're not getting my vote. I'd hold a press conference outside one of them and say, just for the record, I'm opposed to all of this.
Oh, if he doesn't hold a press conference on day one of when all the strife starts,
right,
and tells people I'm going to be one of the leaders, leading voices for lower revenue teams, then all of what he just told Jason means nothing.
Right. It's all about action. And, you know, we've seen less action. A lot of words, no action. So you got to see the action. And again, I would applaud that. I would applaud if he would go up against them and make a statement. Stand out in some of those meetings so that people write about it and talk about it. This guy, Bob Nutting, wants everybody to
change. Well, now he has to.
He has to. If he doesn't, then he's just, you know, word salading everything.
He is on the record as that's the reason I own the Pirates.
And he should be.
To be the guy who stands up to the bigger markets. He's on the record.
Even if he's unsuccessful, at least you can applaud the effort.
I would. It would be too, you know, a little late, like you said.
Right. He should have done a long time. This should have happened a long time ago. I want to hear his answer if he was asked this. Would you be willing so much as to lock your sport, lock those players out?
Yes.
Would you go that far to change? Because
yes.
You know it may take that.
And it's not exactly encouraging that when Mackey followed up by saying, oh, so you want to affect change, what kind of change? And he said, I don't know. That's not really the answer
change,
you want to hear.
The only change I would see, I mean, the one leading the way is a salary cap and
that's
floor.
That's the only. If they're going to go to war with the players, that is what it would be
right.
About. And our next guest talks about ownership in baseball and how there are other owners and fan bases that are unhappy, mostly the fan bases that are unhappy with owners who they see as not spending enough. And is Bill Madden at 11 and Nightingale at noon?
Nightingale
right?
at 11, Madden at noon.
Oh, Nightingale.
Yes.
Well, it's the same thing with Bob Nightingale, who says, let's hear what he says about the Pirates. He has opinions and reporting on the economic side of the game, but I want to make that abundantly clear that Bob Nutting has now publicly positioned himself as a spokesman, as a leader, at least, for the small markets and how to
I hope so. I hope he
rectify.
Wears that cape and goes out there and does it and tries to get other guys to back him. It would be good to see, you know, 8 to 9 owners or whatever stand up against the conglomerates.
I don't
you know?
Think it's going to happen. But
I don't either, but
hey,
if it
he's
does.
He's positioned himself to do it.
Let's go. It needs it.
Bill Madden says one of the big problems, been covering baseball for a long time, is, quote, some owners are perfectly content to finish out of the playoffs with the lowest payrolls in baseball, but still make a nice profit every year, thanks to 60-some million in revenue sharing and another 60 million from the central fund. Now, this is where we get into the whole question of DK, of Dayon, who commissioned a group to study the Pirates' finances and came to the conclusion that they lost money. I respect Dayon, his reporting abilities, and him doing this.
Yep.
That's great fodder. It's great information to have. I think we'll see it in action through Bob Nutting, because the finances can be massaged in a million different ways. If the Pirates truly lost money and truly are going to lose money again, for example, then I believe this guy will be prompted toward action. And maybe Nutting saying that to Mackey is a little shred of evidence that maybe they did lose money, because the only thing that's going to move this guy to take action is them losing money. And him merely speaking up to Mackey the way he did was very interesting to me. So I'm not going to discount DK's story. I'm not going to discount the Post-Gazette story. I'm going to be watching Bob Nutting's actions, and they'll tell me a lot.
I think that's absolutely true. I don't know how you can commission a study all you want. And again, I have no problem with Dan's reporting and what he does. I think they do a good job. But I also know that you can come away being misled a lot of different ways. The only way you're going to know is if they totally open books and let you see what they're doing. That's the only way you'll know. But generally speaking, all of these teams make money, even when you lose. I've seen too many people nationally talk about
it. Yeah, and Dayon acknowledged that too. That other years they make money. His point and the group that he commissioned came to the conclusion they lost money last year. We'll know by Bob Nutting's actions how this year turns out.
They're making money.
If he is front and center with objections, it'll be, I think anyway, about them having lost money.
And he has every right to make money. That's what you do in that business. But again, as I've said many times, this ownership role, when you own a business like this, it's not your normal business. You're not running a business that...
You're not running a mom-and-pop grocery
right.
shop.
You have to understand the obligation that comes with this, because you do get taxpayer help along the way. And so if you go back to the very beginning of when everything happened here, that was part of the promise, and the promise hasn't been met.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.